Welcome to the Evolve Live podcast. I am Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Magazine. Each podcast offers listeners an inside view on the issues, challenges, and opportunities business owners, entrepreneurs, and civic leaders face from a variety of voices. We focus on overcoming adversity as a key component of achieving success. Our guest today is Bailey Rowland, co-owner of the dessert shop Creme de la Coco, and I'll see if I pronounce that right, in St. Augustine. She has had that shop in St. Augustine for over 7 years. Bailey graduated from the Rosen School of Hospitality at the University of Central Florida with a minor in marketing. With her husband, Niels, also a Rosen School of Hospitality graduate, they opened Creme de la Coco, where they employ 15 to 20 people, serve more than 500 weddings, and provide desserts to restaurants in the area, as well as operating their shop. Let's get started. Welcome, Bailey.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for your time today. Let's start, Bailey, with your background. I understand you're from Gainesville, and you're from a family of entrepreneurs. I don't often interview people who are from a family of entrepreneurs. Tell us more.
Yeah, so I grew up with two parents that both owned their own businesses.
Separately? They had separate businesses?
They did.
Wow.
And even my grandparents were business owners and had started their own businesses, all different things. Hmm. But my mom owned greenhouses out near Gainesville, on the outskirts of Gainesville. And my father had started his own business in Gainesville. The original one was in Tampa that his dad had started, and it was a specialized machine shop. And my grandfather, who I was very close to, had a rather well-known contracting business in Gainesville, and he had started that from the ground up as well.
Hmm. So, Bailey, when you went to UCF, was it your intent to start a business after graduation? What was your plan?
I guess I never, you know, you go to college and you're really...
You want to graduate from college, right?
Exactly. I just wanted to do that. That was my goal. But I really didn't think about whether or not I would own my own business. I really didn't focus too hard on what exactly I would do following college, but I did know that I enjoyed working with people.
Mm-hmm.
And UCF being in Orlando and surrounded by a really diverse group of people, people coming from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just being a big city too, wasn't all tourists, but I like going to an environment like that. And I found out that they had a really great hospitality management school, and I really felt like that was a good thing for me to do.
So what was your journey then from graduation from UCF to the dessert shop?
Sure. So I really was interested in hotels and spas, and sort of like the luxury lifestyle aspect of hospitality. Obviously, it encompasses a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But those were the things that I really wanted to focus on, and I did. I worked in hotels and private clubs that had spas. I wasn't necessarily in a spa, but I had years of experience working because we had internships and things like that in college that we were required to do. I actually worked for Mr. Rosen in one of his newest and largest properties at the time. So that was really cool to work for Mr. Rosen, who mm-hmm. started the hospitality school.
Yep.
I enjoyed being in the hotel, but then I realized that I liked the idea of a private club even more because they were return, I mean, not to say that hotel clients aren't, but your members you see more often than you typically do hotel guests. So I enjoyed having a rapport with people that I saw often. So I worked at the resort, then I worked in Ponte Vedra at a resort / private club, so I got best of both worlds. And then I went strictly to just a private club in Jacksonville, and I was doing membership and marketing there, which was awesome to use both of my studies for that. And my husband, Nils, so when I went, when I did hospitality, then I finished with marketing because I was really interested in how you attract, how businesses attract people and entice them to buy more things. I thought the study of that was like really cool. The things that they do in Vegas and in malls, there's just like a lot of tricks that these big companies will use. And I found that to be interesting. But while I was studying marketing, my husband went off to pastry school after he did the hospitality management program. And so in college, we would sort of joke, oh, wouldn't it be so cool one day we could, you know, I could be market a dessert shop and you could make all the pastries. And it was some one of those things we just would like laugh about in conversation, you know, with like with our friends. And it wasn't really anything that at that time we ever saw coming to fruition. But so when I was working for the private clubs and the resorts, so was he. But he was in the pastry kitchen. So we were both getting that private club experience. And what we found being in that environment was that a lot of particularly resorts and private clubs were eliminating the position of pastry chef because it was one less salary, one less benefits, and they were just ordering desserts in and having like a line cook or another person in the kitchen decorate it to look different than their neighbor. And so we saw there's a need for us to come in and design desserts specifically for them and for their clientele, but without having to like hire that whole extra position. But at the same time, we could bring in these really awesome pastry chefs that unfortunately were either having their positions eliminated or they were moving on to savory chef because that was the only way they could move up in the food chain, if you will. So we thought, well, we could get all these pastry chefs under one roof and really come out with this awesome dessert company with trained pastry chefs.
Are you saying that when I mentioned you have 15 to 20 employees, that some of those are pastry chefs?
Yes. So we actually currently have a team of about 10 pastry chefs.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. Including my husband. But yes. And so they've, you know, they've studied at different places or some maybe didn't study, but just have a lot of experience in the field.
So you're sort of an outsourcing business so that, you know, private clubs, and in fact, this is why you're able to serve so many weddings, right? And restaurants. So your focus is on pastry, but it isn't selling it out of your shop. It's providing those pastries to a broad array. Am I reading that right?
Yes. Well, that was originally how we started our business with that idea. But once we hired our first pastry chef, so we actually started across the street from where we are now in a coffee shop, and we built a kitchen that was about 300 square feet. So when we hired another pastry chef, and I still worked in Jacksonville at the private club when we started the business, we wanted to start very low risk. You know, my husband said, you know, I I can't answer the phone. My hands are in buttercream. I can't respond to these emails. We hired another chef, and what we were doing then was we were making the desserts for these private clubs and resorts, but our friend that owns the coffee shop said, hey, I really want to have some really nice like dessert offerings to go with my coffee. Would you guys be willing to sell your desserts in my coffee shop? So we were doing that at the same time and unintentionally creating a little bit of a local following. Because my husband, Nils, he's like, he's never met anybody he didn't like. He always keeps his kitchen door open, you know, so people were in the coffee shop, they popped their head in and would say, I know you don't normally do this, but can you make me a birthday cake for this Saturday kind of thing. So we sort of created this, like I said, unintentional following. And when we, actually the building, so we were in the coffee shop, and then the building that we're in now came up available kind of overnight, and that was a whole nother story of how we slipped into here overnight. But we moved into this space. I think we're in like 5,000 square feet now.
And so let me see if I got this straight. You used to be 300 square feet. And now you're 5,000 square feet.
Yes.
Overnight, as you said. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so definitely, I told my husband he was crazy. I said, no, you're crazy. We did not need all this space. Here we are 7 years later. I'm like, I don't know where to put this box. Where?
Wow.
But we have all these big, beautiful windows in this building. If you have ever come by, I'm sure that's one of the first things that you would notice is that we have these giant, beautiful windows that look into our retail store. So when we first opened, I said, I really don't know anything about retail. I don't know. But we were here already. We had the space. Everybody could see inside. So we said, well, what the heck? We'll put some stuff out and, you know, we're not downtown. You have to drive to where we are, but we'll put stuff out and see who shows up. So where we are now is we don't really entertain any new wholesale orders.
Wow.
Our retail store keeps us super busy. We send out over 800 birthday cakes a month.
You didn't use the right number. You said 800 a month. I think you meant 80, right?
No,
are you serious? No. Bill, are you sending out 800 birthday cakes a month?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
And we are, as you mentioned before, we're servicing over 500 weddings a year and hopefully growing.
Mm-hmm. And you're in a great area between the First Coast and down here in Hammock Beach and down as far as New Smyrna Beach. I mean, there are so many weddings in this area.
There really are.
Hmm.
I never really knew that until Nelson and I got married, which we did get married in St. Augustine.
Of course.
But, yeah, of course.
Of course.
But yeah, I have no idea. There's so many weddings. And to tell you the truth, I mean, once we book up, because we only send our chefs out on delivery, only take so many weddings
sure.
in a day.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of days throughout the year that we're fully booked that we recommend other businesses. So there's so many.
Now you've got to go to 15,000 square feet.
Right?
So, Billy, you know, Your business has become a bit retail. You started off, you know, maybe more of an outsourcing, and you've moved to retail. And tell me how you've survived during this pandemic, because whether it's Times Square or Las Vegas or St. Augustine, anywhere that had a lot of traffic were severely impacted by the coronavirus. Was your business as well?
I would say we were definitely impacted, but I can't say that it was all bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's always like a silver lining mm-hmm. in everything that happens. We definitely pivoted in a lot of ways. We definitely were scared for a lot of reasons. but we reorganized our team to where we actually did not lose any team members in COVID.
Yeah.
You could say it's a bad thing that we had three like main streams on how our business comes in. But I think it's a good thing because when the restaurant shut down and we weren't wholesaling,
mm-hmm.
We said, well, we have the retail store, so we'll just put everything online and people can order online mm-hmm. at any time of day and we'll just bring it out to them curbside mm-hmm. so they feel safe and our team feels safe. And you know, people, I didn't know what people would do, but honestly, I think it made it like more convenient for people.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, I'm so thankful for us doing that because at this point in time, it eliminated so much legwork for my team. So many people will order their birthday cakes, those 800 that we talked about at mm-hmm. 2 a.m. in their pajamas. They don't ever have to pick up the phone. And my team phone lines don't, you know, we don't have to worry about that extra order
right.
that came online
sure.
with our phone lines and stuff. So that helps alleviate some of the legwork for us.
Yeah, I say to people, Bailey, to other business owners and entrepreneurs, that if you're conducting and running your business the same way today that you were doing prior to the pandemic, your sustainability is questionable because we have to have come through this period with different ideas and have pivoted about how we do business differently. And it sounds like you've definitely done that. And the other thing I want to comment on is you said we were scared. And you used the past tense there, which says that you're not anymore. Is it fair to say that you're hopeful and optimistic about your business going forward?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, it was one of those things where, like, you do something in life and you're like, if I can do this, I can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely feel like that, those few years was a big hurdle for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it made us come
stronger.
So much stronger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not only is it like a big achievement for myself and my husband as business owners, but I feel like it had to have provided so much more trust
mm-hmm.
with like our team with us. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There were unfortunately a lot of people that had to say, you know what, we got to just cut ties.
Let you go. Yeah, absolutely.
Let you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the way that we all work together as a team and we're able to make those changes and adjust created so much trust between us and the rest of our team.
Mm. Yeah. Deepened the bonds. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Bailey, I have enjoyed this conversation. I hope and I'm certain that others will as well. I want to thank you for joining the podcast and for sharing your journey. And I think there are some good things here that other entrepreneurs and potential entrepreneurs will be able to take away. And I love that 300 square feet. I mean, that is so small. So it's a huge journey, that's for sure. So I want to thank you. Our guest today has been Bailey Rowland, co-owner of the dessert shop Creme de la Coco in St. Augustine. Thank you for joining us, Bailey.
Thank you so much for having me.
We welcome our listeners' feedback and suggestions. Let us know what you think at editor@evolve-success.com. That's editor@evolve-success.com. Or visit our website at evolve-success.com. And speaking of being able to order pastries and cakes online and virtually, how can people get in touch with you, Bailey?
That's a great question. So they can go to cremedelacoco.com and order through our menu. Right now we also have our holiday menus up to our upcoming holiday.
Great. Perfect. That's creme, C-R-E-M-E, delacoco.com. One word. So please do that. Again, thank you very much, Billy. And to our listeners, thank you for listening to us, and be good out there. Bye-bye.